22 individuals, including GBC's Ibrahim Oponkwaton, have benefited from the Chevening Scholarship Award Scheme by the UK government. The award is given to professionals who display outstanding leadership traits of study to study in universities in the UK. Speaking at a farewell reception held in Accra for the awardees, the British High Commissioner, John Benjamin, described the scholarship scheme as an important element in the UK's foreign policy and public diplomacy. He announced the opening of applications for the 2017-2018 academic year. Nathaniel Marty has filed this report.
The scheme, which was established 31 years ago, has awarded scholarships to more than 46,000 applicants across the globe, with about 260 being Ghanaians. The scheme has improved over the years to accommodate more individuals, with Ghana placing 10 on the list of top 20 countries with applications. Speaking at the ceremony, British High Commissioner John Benjamin said his government will implement measures to ensure the scheme spreads to neighboring countries. He hoped the awardees will return after the duration of the scholarship to aid in the country's development.
Chevening is an important element in our foreign policy and in our public diplomacy worldwide, and it helps to bring professionals who've already displayed outstanding leadership talents to study in the UK. And in Ghana, I'm pleased to say we've witnessed a huge increase in the number of awards year on year. So we're making an increased investment in the future at a time when there is big budgetary pressure. So in difficult times, we've invested in Chevening because we believe in Chevening.
Education Minister Professor Nana Jinupuku Ajiman lauded the educational system in the country. She had a word of advice for the awardees.
We are topping the 20 countries or so of applicants. Now sitting there telling myself, but that's not surprising. The process being rigorous as a result also speaks to the system that has produced them. I believe very strongly that we have a good education system. And please allow me to address directly the award winners. Apart from wishing you well, allow yourself to be surprised as you travel. So much as I've used the metaphor that nobody travels with an empty suitcase, we are also not traveling with empty minds. There's so much expectation.
GBC's Ibrahim Kwatin, the second employee from the State Broadcasting Corporation to receive the award, spoke on some benefits under the scheme.
It's a good opportunity going to study an MA in international journalism, a profession I'm already in, I'm sure would further put me on the international pedestal, and also to come back and then contribute to the development of the country. It's a dream come true, and the words cannot express how I feel. So I would want to give thanks to God. I would want to thank everybody in GBC. It is through GBC that some of us have gotten to where we are.
He's expected to study international journalism at the Brunel University in London over the next year. The 21 other awardees, which include 9 female and 13 male applicants, will be spread across 17 universities in the UK.